This interview is with Dr. Michael Doyle, director of the Center for Food Safety at the University of Georgia. Dr. Doyle gave the keynote address at the National Institute for Animal Agriculture's Symposium on Animal Production Practices and the Food Supply. His address was titled Foodborne Illnesses and Antibiotic Resistance Associated with Zoonotic Pathogens.
There are several different types of microbes that are carried by livestock and poultry, many of which do not make the animals sick, but make people sick. And these are the what we call the zoonotic pathogens that can be transferred from the animals to humans and subsequently causing illness in humans. And food is one of the vehicles that frequently is the intermediary between the animals that carry these harmful microbes and ultimately getting into humans. And what I'm going to address is largely the important types of microbes that animals, livestock and poultry in general carry or can carry. They're carried in the intestinal tract and ultimately contaminate manure, which can ultimately get into foods and contaminate not only meat and poultry, but today we're seeing major outbreaks associated with produce. And we know some of these harmful bacteria like E. coli 0157 is largely carried by cattle. And when we see outbreaks of E. coli 0157 in other types of foods like produce, frequently cattle manure is determined to be the origin from which the E. coli was first derived. And so cattle and poultry, although many of these harmful bacteria don't cause disease in these animals, can be important reservoirs of harmful bacteria to humans, which frequently get into food supply.
As we've seen with the spinach problem recently especially, this is an issue that affects both livestock producers and produce producers, farmers. What is being done on the agricultural level as well as on the regulatory level to try and keep this kind of outbreaks from happening?
Well, there's no doubt about it that E. coli outbreaks that have been associated with spinach and more recently lettuce can be traced back to farms in which cattle have been present, and more is going to have to be done in order to prevent these types of outbreaks from occurring in the future. One of the concerns, or many of the concerns that we have, relates to how the manure gets from the animals into the crops, and there's a variety of ways that can happen through using manure directly on soil that's used to fertilize the crops, or through the manure getting into water that ultimately is used to irrigate the crops, or simply from water washing down the side of hills in which cattle have grazed, and the manure can get taken into the soil. There's also wild animals that may be a factor, and they root through manure in the fields or in heaps of manure that may be in areas where livestock are growing, and then carry the manure with them down to the growing areas. They can contaminate the crops that way. So there's all sorts of mechanisms by which the manure can ultimately get into the crops. The growers of these crops are beginning to take action where they're having to test their soil and their water and their crops for indicators of harmful bacteria as well as harmful bacteria. The government is providing more guidelines that the growers and the processors might use to reduce the potential for contamination by E. coli and Salmonella. But not a whole lot is being done yet to address this issue at the farm level. And the reality of it is, I suspect there will be some liability on farmers' parts in the not too distant future if these types of outbreaks continue to be traced back to farms in which the animals are growing. And at least two of the most recent outbreaks of E. coli and spinach and lettuce, investigators were able to trace the outbreak strain back to farms in which the E. coli that was found in humans is also found on the farm, and in some cases near dairy farms, in some cases in cattle manure. And so they're getting closer and closer to finding that smoking gun. One day I wouldn't be surprised if they're able to trace it right back to the cow that carried the harmful bacteria that ultimately got into the food supply and caused a lot of illness. And if that happens, then I'm sure there's going to be a lot of liability associated with that.
As far as using manure for fertilizer, and it getting into the water supply is what, the potential of that happening and causing foodborne illnesses like this on virtually any kind of crop. Is there anything that could be done on the farm level to, I don't know, maybe more sanitize the manure to be used as a fertilizer?
Well, I think we're going to have to look at the manure from two different perspectives. One is to try to prevent these animals, cattle and poultry and swine from even carrying these harmful bacteria like salmonella and E. coli. But also, we need to be thinking about how can we treat the manure to prevent these harmful bacteria from being transmitted should manure get onto the soil or into the crops. And one thing is composting. This is an old tradition that has been used for many years by many farmers. But there's proper ways of composting, and there's other ways of composting that may not be as effective in killing harmful bacteria. And it's important that compost be not only prepared properly, but maintained properly so that there's enough heat that can be generated in the compost pile, and the compost needs to be turned so that you get the outside where the harmful bacteria could also be internal where the heat is being generated so that it would kill the harmful bacteria. So composting is one, proper composting is one effective way of minimizing the risk of harmful bacteria being transmitted. We have to be more creative too. We have to be thinking about what other practical ways can be used on the farm to control the harmful bacteria in manure waste.
When you're speaking to the National Institute for Animal Agriculture, is there anything that an organization like that can do to inform their members, to get the word out about, really how important an issue this is and how it could affect the livelihood of livestock producers and farmers?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons for having this symposium is to share with this group the significance of their contribution to the food safety equation and how important it is for farmers to not just be thinking about controlling harmful bacteria in the processing plant, but we're going to have to go all the way back to the farm and do what we can to reduce the occurrence of harmful bacteria at the farm level.
That's Dr. Michael Doyle, Director of the Center for Food Safety at the University of Georgia. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.